This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I got to tell you, I'm so happy to be here with you because I'm looking at this fight that the left picked with us, and I'm telling myself they just wouldn't leave us alone, and now they're in big trouble. The biggest trouble of politics since I've been alive, and probably since most of you've been alive, is happening right now for the left. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to talk to us. Remember when Donald Trump got elected? Yeah, hallelujah. And he made the comment. Now, Donald Trump made a lot of promises. But the one promise that we wanted him to keep was we wanted Donald Trump to prosecute Hillary Clinton. And here's what happened at the time.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Well, it looks like that plan is out the window. After vowing to pursue further investigations of Hillary Clinton's private email server and the Clinton Foundation, Trump's administration will drop the matter altogether.
I think when the president-elect, who's also the head of your party now, Joe, tells you before he's even inaugurated he doesn't wish to pursue these charges, it sends a very strong message, tone and content, to the members.
The decision is a major break from one of Trump's biggest campaign promises, one that many of his backers strongly supported.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So that was Donald Trump. He'd won the election, hard-fought battle. He said, okay, you know what? I said some things, you said some things, I did some things, you did some things. All gone. Let's let it lie. And that's what happened for a minute. Hillary Clinton came out at one point. She was complicit. She was like, you know, we need to let Donald Trump do what he does and let, you know, blah, 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 and changed her mind at some point. But during her concession speech, she was conciliatory, wanted Trump to give President Trump a chance. And I think this is why Donald Trump decided, you know what, I'll show some mercy. And I think he was right. I think he said half the country voted for her. They feel this way by being vindictive. It'll you know, let them buy into the narrative that he's a petty guy, etc. So he did. As much as I hated it, I got to tell you, I was like, oh, you're not starting out on the right foot here, buddy. And I bet there were many of you that felt the same way. As much as I hated it, I understood it and said, you know what? He's right. What he was saying is, we have more important things to do. Let's start working on the economy. And you know what softened the blow? What softened the blow was the dude comes out, president-elect, and immediately he saves Carrier. Then he starts working on the business of the nation, and he starts working on the economy. He's got SoftBank that's investing. He's got Alibaba. Ford is no longer moving the plant, and on and on. So it was like, okay, for right now, I'm going to let this one go. I know the Clintons are crooks, but it would take a lot of the resources away from the things that we need to be able to do. So maybe that was your rationale as well. I didn't like it. And I want to be up front. I was mad at him for that. I was like, whoosh. So for people to go, oh, Kevin, you're dying old Donald Trump. No, I didn't like that. And you want to know why? And I'm proud to tell you, I'm right about it. I know the left, they don't give up. Hillary Clinton was conciliatory because she was, you know, she got her butt kicked. It's like, you know, breaking up with a girlfriend, you know, initially it's like, oh, you know, it's just not working out. And everybody's like, okay, you're right. And then suddenly she's keying your car and flattening your tires. And you're like, I thought we got this resolved. No. So that's what happened. Hillary Clinton fakes, like,
yeah, I'm really, you know, we're going to get all the...
And then next thing you know, she's keying your car and breaking, smashing your windows and pretending she's at home watching TV or something, probably watching Fatal Attraction. So I knew it would come back to bite him, but my thought process was, if he continues doing all these great things, the left is going to finally have to go, look, throw their hands up and go, the dude is just too good. He's too good. Do you think that's ever going to happen? Have you seen enough of these folks to realize they never give up? There will not be a time in the next 8 years that the media gives Donald Trump any real... They'll fake it. They'll pretend that,
oh, yeah, things are looking...
You know, they'll always balance. They'll give you a little bit of sugar and a lot of salt when they should be giving you a lot of sugar and a little bit of salt. Because that's the way I see it. I don't agree lockstep with Barack Obama. Never agree with that fool. But I don't agree lockstep with Trump. But when he does good, I'm gonna tell you. And right now, I'm telling you, this dude is... There's nothing for people to be complaining about except on a philosophical level. You know, just, I've been told not to like illegal... That I must like illegal immigration, so I'm going to be against Trump. Because there's no logical reason not to like the guy. So, back to Hillary Clinton. So, Donald Trump says, look, let's let it go. Bygones be bygones. Move forward. And Hillary Clinton couldn't let it go. I tell people this all the time. The elixir of that power, just getting to that, has to be so overwhelming that Hillary Clinton was willing to, I mean, think about her foundation is under investigation because it's a fraud. It's a scam. All the different things that are going on. As I said, why wouldn't the Clintons say, you know what? We've gotten away with a lot. Let's leave things alone. They started the Russia thing knowing where this would go. I'm trying to put you guys in the head of people that cannot let go of power. Ask yourself this. You know what you've done with the Russians. You've got $145 million in your bank account because of them. You've given speeches. You are so connected to the Kremlin, you might as well have an office in the building. And you are now pointing the finger at another guy who's got nothing to do with it, and he's now in a power position? What could you possibly be thinking? You got money in the bank. I would be living somewhere changing my name. And the Clintons couldn't do it. Could not let go. We'll be talking more about this when we come back. Keep it there, folks. This is the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
I thought we should give a chance. We had to give an open mind to the new president, and I meant it. You know, I didn't want everybody who voted for me just immediately going into kind of a defensive crouch. Let's see, maybe there will be a pivot, a move away from the horrible rhetoric, the divisive, insulting rhetoric that had fueled his campaign from the very first day. Maybe because he'd never run for anything, he kind of was either convinced himself or had been convinced that this was how to, consolidate his position in the Republican Party, and that there were enough people that would be attracted by his kind of nativist, populist, nationalist, scapegoat rhetoric that, you know, maybe that's what he felt he had to do to win. So let's give the guy a chance. Well, that did not last long. And it didn't last long because clearly, as Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Welcome back, everybody. I got to tell you, if you're like me, don't you just want to reach through the radio and just, you know, like if you could get to Hillary, just put your fingers around her neck and say, shut up. My goodness, this is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ Radio, 844-551-8255. Hillary Clinton had the nerve to talk about divisive rhetoric during the campaign. Trump had no divisive rhetoric. I know what you, when I say something like, Kevin, he did divide here and there. I just told you guys I was talking to a Senate candidate. And he's telling me, Kevin, Donald Trump, you know, he is divisive. And I went, how so? You know, well, you know, he, and I go, if you are calling me, telling me that Donald Trump is divisive and you want my support, and you can't have it. Donald Trump did nothing divisive. In fact, it was quite the opposite. Now, if you define divisive as him saying Barack Obama did nothing for this country, then you are on the other side. Donald Trump is factually correct. Barack Obama did nothing to help us. So what exactly do you want us to do? To say something in order to placate the other side? That's what makes things divisive, is when you lie. I'm not lying about Barack Obama. He was a fraud. He's a fool. And we should be embarrassed that he was ever the president of the United States. And if you have a problem saying that, then you must live around a lot of black folks. Because there's no other reason. There's nothing more you can say. I don't dislike Barack Obama. I don't, for me to go, oh, he's a terrible. No. I mean, I don't think he'd be a. He's certainly not a guy I'd hang out with because he's a fake. I don't like fakes. But other than that, I don't care. I know a lot of fake people. I don't hang out with them, but I don't talk smack about them. I don't. There's nothing about them. Oh, I'm jealous. No, go be a fake. You're going to get found out. So I don't care. But what I do care about is being able to espouse my own views about somebody without people accusing me of being racist and all these other things. That's the division. And Hillary Clinton says that he wanted to consolidate his position in the Republican Party. That's the furthest thing that Donald Trump had on his mind. It's like I talked the other day about legacy. Somebody that comes into a position going, I'm worried about my legacy. Like when I started doing radio, I didn't go, I'm worried about my legacy. I wonder what my legacy in radio would be. I'll be honest with you, folks. I don't care what my legacy is in radio. And if I'm not doing radio next year, so be it. You know, a few of you will miss me. Some of you will go, well, there you go. Who cares? And good for both sides. But I will tell you this. I won't lose a minute's sleep over it. And legacy. Kevin, don't you want to be in a radio hall of fame? No. What's it going to give me? How many kids get adopted if Kevin's in the radio hall of fame? How many lives are saved if Kevin makes it to the radio hall of fame? I mean, it's a dinner. You know, is there a trophy? What happens? I got hundreds of trophies. They're karate trophies, but I got hundreds of trophies. I got trophies from baseball from when I was a kid. I got third place and second place, I don't know, three or four times in punt, pass, and kick. Let me ask you, what do those trophies mean? I remember they used to be on my grandmother's mantle. Oh, man, I can't even find them. You know, the little dude. And I hated I didn't get the gold. Oh, I hated it. Every year. I didn't put any effort in, and I'd get second and third. But I hated I didn't get the gold. Trophies and awards. I had a guy call me up. You know, he's a, and I'm going to get back to all this stuff, but he's a American progressive. And first thing this guy says, he's a brother. And he says to me, Kevin, so you were selected as one of the top 50 most influential blacks in politics by Newsmax. And he goes, are you aware of that? And I go, no. And he goes, oh, well, he goes, well, you are. And I went, well, okay, great. And he chuckles. And he's like, you know, and I go, what's funny? And he goes, well, I just figured, you know, I go, look, big deal. I go, you know, listen, let me tell you what happens. I said, so I go look at that. And I'm number 37. And I see people below me and I go, wow, I thought that guy would be more influential. And I see people above me and I go, oh, well, that person's not more influential. And so instead of it breeding this idea, oh, look at me. Thank you for putting me up here and all that. You know, I become competitive. And instead of being proud of the accomplishments of the other 49 people, I'm either, you know, probably mostly jealous about what. Look, I don't care about that. What do I care about that? It doesn't do. I mean, look, I get it. I get the people, oh, Kevin, your people pay attention. I know you pay attention to me. I got, you know, over 500,000 people on Facebook to pay attention. I got a bunch of people on Twitter. I have people that write to me every day. Millions of people hear what I have to say weekly through some medium, some form of media. Great. And if it influences some people, phenomenal. I'm glad. I love Dan Bongino. Dan's a sharp guy. There are many people out there that I go, man, he's a good thinker. You know, we all know the names of Star Parker and Alan West and others. So I'm happy that these people are out there. But I don't need a ranking. You know,
well, he's got more Twitter followers and he's got this and that.
Let me tell you, if that's your measuring stick, congratulations. Let me tell you, these guys in social media, they have curtailed me, Wayne Dupree. They don't let us grow. They don't want our words to get out there. And Hillary Clinton's talking about divisive rhetoric. Then she uses terms like nativist, populist on Donald Trump, nationalist, scapegoat rhetoric. Those were her exact words. Nativist, populist, nationalist, scapegoat rhetoric. What she's saying is that your love of America, you're a nativist, you're a populist. He's trying to play to America. What these politicians don't get is that is exactly who we are. What do you mean he's trying to play to America? He's trying to play to the people that want to put America first. What kind of crazy, populist, divisive rhetoric is that? The kind that got him elected. That's what it is. And Donald Trump threw this olive branch to Hillary Clinton. He says, look, let bygones be bygones. And Hillary Clinton did it at first. And then she came out and she said, he's a nativist, a populist, a nationalist, scapegoat rhetoric. And then says,
when people see who you are, you believe them the first time.
Well, we know who she is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hillary Clinton totally denied this. She didn't know anything. She knew nothing. All of a sudden, it found out. What I was amazed at, it's almost $6 million that they paid, and it's totally discredited. It's a total phony. I call it fake news. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I don't have to tell you who that was. That was the president commenting on Hillary Clinton's disgraceful look into this dossier that McCain ran over, was all too happy to run over to the opposition, to the DNC, and say, look at this dossier I've got on Donald Trump. Yeah, we can help him to never be president. Hillary, I'm all in for you. A guy who wants to represent you. And then he says, oh, no. The reason why I voted against health care is it wasn't the right thing or whatever. After promising the people of Arizona he would vote down Obamacare. A vindictive snake is what McCain is. You can call him a veteran. You can call him a war hero all you want. He's a vindictive snake. You can undo, you know, the old saying, it takes a lot of attaboys to undo one aw crap. Well, there's an aw crap. So you can give him all the attaboys you want. You want to make John McCain your hero? Make him your hero. He's not a hero to me. And I respect veterans more than anybody. But I don't respect traitors. Traitors to conservatism. Traitors to this nation. You can sit in the Vietnam War camp. By the way, many other people did as well. That don't say a word about it. And you can do what you do. And I certainly appreciate that. You know, because he was at a time of war. But you come back here and act like a traitor and think that I'm going to, you know, continue to live on that muscle memory? No, not me. Disgraceful doesn't begin to describe what the left have done to torpedo this nation. On behalf of what? Themselves. The money. The power. It's ridiculous. It's a one guy disgrace. Well, here, play the clip.
The real problem the FBI has, whether it's Mueller or whoever, the FBI has its fingerprints all over this dossier, and that creates a genuine conflict of interest if they're the ones that are doing the investigation into it. And AB's right; there are so many questions. Now, I mean, I've been in favor of getting rid of this investigation for a long time because I feel like it's turned into a political circus.
Welcome back, everybody. It's because the Mueller investigation is a political circus. We all know that now. Mueller goes back into this whole, he was the person involved during this whole uranium thing. I mean, he's complicit. There are calls for his resignation and he should resign. He should recuse himself. And quite frankly, he may end up going to prison as well. And there are people, Kevin, nobody's going to go to prison. Oh, somebody's going to prison over this. Somebody's going to prison. Let me tell you something. I know how we've watched all this stuff evolve when it was Barack Obama's time, the era of Obama, and Ed Comey and Mueller and all these guys protecting them. They don't have that anymore. And I'm telling you guys right now, Donald Trump realizes that far too many swamp creatures involve the Clintons and the existing government apparatus, and he would be, if he is going to drain the swamp, if he's serious about this, this is the best time for him to do it. It is the best time for him to consolidate power, something that I don't believe he craves. And that, you know, it's like the Lord of the Rings. Everybody who grabs that ring wants the power. This is the first time probably in a long time, I'm thinking Reagan days, where the person getting the power is going, I don't want to wear the ring. You remember the Lord of the Rings, if you put that ring on, it consumed you. It made you want to crave that power. And I go back to what I said earlier in the broadcast. Look at Hillary Clinton and what she's willing to give up. This is a woman willing. She's on the heels of, I mean, she's sick. I don't know how sick she is. She's 68, 69 years old? Whatever she is. Well, the next, if she were to live 10 more years, do you really want to live it with this? Or would you want to take your money and your power and go do something really good for people finally? What an opportunity. You think she wants to do that? No. She craves power to the point where she could end up ruining her reputation, which is tough to do any worse than she's done, ruining the reputation of her family for posterity. I mean, think of the word Ponzi, right? The Ponzi scheme. The Clintons can become synonymous with scandal, tainting generations of people, including her daughter, and which I think she's as complicit as anybody else, and then hurting the party and all these. I mean, she cannot go away. The party is asking her to go away, and she cannot go away. Risking life and limb in this. That's what a drug politics must be. John McCain's the same way. Dude is 80 years old, got brain cancer, and cannot go away. He's had skin cancer. Now he's got brain cancer. He's worth a fortune. He's got a wife 20 years younger than he is, and he won't go away. These guys got to die in office. So it's amazing. It's sad, to be honest with you. About a month ago, Hillary Clinton appeared on Colbert, late night Trump hate fest, and the comedic hack asked her, what should America do if the allegations of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign were proven true? And Hillary Clinton says this, if there's evidence of coordination, communication, whatever it might be, then I think millions of Americans are going to say those raise questions about legitimacy. Now, what do you do about those questions besides ask them? What you do is you mobilize politically to express your will, your rejection of that kind of Russian involvement and coordination at the ballot box. I mean, that is where we settle our political differences, and that's where it should be. Now, a month ago, this is just about a month ago, on Colbert, asked directly what she thinks, that was her answer. Now, what was funny about it is Hillary Clinton pretends on Colbert that the investigation into President Trump and his satellites is a very real thing.
If there is evidence of coordination, communication, whatever it might be, then I think millions of Americans are going to raise questions about the legitimacy.
So she didn't say, you know, look, first of all, it's got to be legit. It's got to be something that happens. We don't know anything about this. No, she's continuing to sell the narrative. And Colbert's happy to let her do it. Right? So he's got her on there. She's not going to even allude to the idea that this is probably not even true. Then she gives a response on how things should be handled. Now, Colbert didn't bother to ask Clinton, what happens if these allegations point back to the Clintons and former President Obama? Now, see, that would have been a good question. You know, Secretary of State Clinton, you know, what if things turn out not to be as they are? then does that legitimize President Trump? He didn't ask that. He won't even think about asking that. Anybody think that Colbert is going to have Hillary Clinton back on to grill her over the newest developments in Dossiergate? Because if he does, he can begin with questions that come from an article that I read in The Hill. And here's what they said. Before the Obama administration approved a controversial deal in 2010 giving Moscow control of a large swath of American uranium, the FBI had gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States. These are government documents and interviews, and The Hill, folks, this is a leftist rag, is ones pointing it out. This isn't Breitbart. They also obtained an eyewitness account backed by documents indicating that Russian nuclear officials had routed millions of dollars to the U.S. designed to benefit former President Bill Clinton's charitable foundation. During the same time, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton served on a government body that provided favorable decisions to Moscow, sources told The Hill. Now, I can hear Colbert asking Hillary the tough questions about this. So, Secretary of State, did you prefer the light blue outfit or the pink outfit when you were at your last charity ball? I just want to see this, folks, blow up in the face of the media. Colbert should have Hillary Clinton back on his show and say, Secretary of State Clinton, last time we talked, I asked you the question about what happens if this Russian thing blows up. You know, what should we do? And it turns out, well, the things are pointing back at you. What say you, Hillary Clinton? Do you think that hack will do it? You think any of these shows is going to have Hillary Clinton on and ask her to face the music about what's going on? She was in Britain, and we played the clip a couple days ago, last week, and it was around getting asked this question, and she says, oh, they're always after me and Barack Obama, and, you know, it's a whole bunch of nothing, you know, a barrel of nothing or whatever. No, who was it that said it was an empty barrel? But it was nothing. Well, it is something, just like that Weinstein scandal. And the left are going to do exactly what they want.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now it's time for our Negro spiritual part of the program. We bring you Swing Low. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm about to regale you with a story of a young man, a black man. Let's just call him Little LeBron. And he grew up tough. He's 6'8", 260 pounds. He can jump 10 feet, 12 feet in the air, fly like Superman, or whatever else. I've got this story, and it just cracks me up. LeBron James, he should be ashamed of himself. But I don't blame him, because I listened to the lack of information, the lack of explanation of things that are given to young black men, and I say to myself, I get it. I understand why these kids are all jacked up. LeBron James. Whether it's LeBron James or Stephen Curry, who doesn't want to go to the White House because he says the president's oppressive. But he would have gone with Obama, who, by the way, wrecked the black community. But he'd happily go be seen with him. There are pictures of people hanging out with Obama with that goofy smile and those big old ears that Obama had. And it's prominently displayed in their offices. It's in their homes. They want to say, I'm down with the president. They got his Twitter. They got his email address. And they want people to know. And if Barack Obama were a Republican, you would watch the walls come down. Can you imagine if Barack Obama were a Republican, if they put an R after his name, what would be going on right now? Number one, he wouldn't have ever been president, right? But what else? If Barack Obama were a white president, what would be going on? Would Jay-Z and these guys have pictures and hanging out with him and all that? The answer is no. They'd be accusing this man of being the worst president for black folks in history, and they would have been clamoring to get rid of him. Hillary Clinton would not have run and asked the white version of Barack Obama to help her get elected. That's how bad he was. But the left, they wonder how Hillary lost, when all they had going for them was the fact that Barack Obama was black. That's it. They didn't have a record. His record was dismal. If you looked at Barack Obama, I'm talking about on paper, there's no way as a Democrat you would have called him in to run with you. You can't even call Barack Obama in to fundraise. Nobody is donating to the DNC. They won't donate on behalf of Barack Obama. Individual candidates are struggling to get donations, and it's only going to get worse. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about racism in America, how bad it is. Because LeBron James has been referred to as a slave by Jesse Jackson. The NFL players have been referred to as, the owners have been referred to as having a plantation mentality, which implies that the black men who work for these billionaires, the multimillionaire black men that they hire, are indeed slaves. And I have put in my application for slavery, just to be clear. But plantation slave LeBron James has another reason to hate America and to hate Donald Trump. I saw this story and I said to myself, oh, well, here we go. This is a perfect reason for LeBron James to be upset with the country that would dare elect a billionaire accomplished man versus a community organizer black dude. The multimillionaire basketball star LeBron James is made somewhere between $35 to $40 million on a $1 million investment. I know, hard to believe in America they would treat him this way. This is a Fox Business report on stupid racist America. And let me read this to you. Sources told ESPN that James, his business partner, Maverick Carter, that's a pretty interesting name, Maverick Carter, and financial advisor Paul Wachter of Main Street Advisors invested less than $1 million into Blaze Pizza, a fast casual pizza chain, in 2012. Remember the year, people, 2012. ESPN says the valuation was confirmed when Blaze Pizza sold an undisclosed percentage of the company to a private equity firm called Brentwood Associates, which valued the company at around $250 million. James and his partner own 10% of that, or around $25 million. Now you're saying to yourself right now, Kevin, where did you get this $35 to $40 million? Hold your horses, white people. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. However, that amount doesn't include endorsement payments James gets for exposing the company to his 91 million followers across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which bumps his stake to an estimated $35 to $40 million. This is according to ESPN. So, according to Forbes, LeBron has been key in terms of brand awareness, which helped grow the company to where it is today. LeBron James, idiot at that he is, has 91 million people in social media who apparently give a crap about what he says. He's like Kim Kardashian. He says, do it, they do it. Bada bing, bada boom. I need to be putting a lot more money into social media. I'll put it that way. But anyway, so he's got 91 million people, and that's what's grown the brand to a valuation of $250 million. Boy, they better hope LeBron doesn't get hit by a truck. You know what I'm saying? $250 million. So because of his little sweetheart deal on social media, the 10% that only is $25 million, and he's only a piece of that with two other white boy partners, Maverick Carter and Paul Wachter of Main Street Advisors. Those are his business partners. They got 25 mil between them, okay? So, but James, because he's the brand, he's worth, and this was an ESPN number, somewhere between 35 to 40 million. I don't know what them white boys got, but there's no white privilege over there. Let's just put it that way, okay? So, LeBron James is doing pretty well in this investment. I can only imagine how bad LeBron feels learning that his investment in America has performed as it has. Imagine, now here's something to think about, imagine how well this would have done if LeBron had been a white boy. Think about it. Think about it. What do you think? You think it would, being all kidding aside, you think LeBron, if he were white, would it have been more? If he's still LeBron James, would it have been more? Same situation. See, I don't think it would have made any impact. My producer says it would have been the same. I agree. Maybe, honestly, if we were going to err on the side of caution, if I were going to make a Vegas bet, gun to my head, I'd say black LeBron would get more coverage with his pizza joint than white LeBron. That's what I'm saying. If I had to make a bet, 51-49, black LeBron. That's Kevin Jackson there. Now, I told you guys about LeBron pulling the race card a while back when he was getting traded. He wanted to leave the Cavs for the Miami Heat back in 2012, and LeBron claimed victimhood. He got to ask about his popularity. They had what's called a Q score for athletes and entertainers, and it had him dropping from being one of the most popular sports figures to being only sixth from the bottom. And he told CNN, I think so, at times it's always, you know, a race factor. Now LeBron's leaving his team to go to another team, and he's doing it pretty acrimoniously. People are not happy in Cleveland of how he's wanting to do it, and he's wondering why his Q score dropped. His big base of fans in Cleveland effectively said, "To heck with you, LeBron," but he couldn't handle it, so he blamed it on race. I mean, I'm just telling you. And then Jesse Jackson had this to say during the time. He says, no matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, being black in America is tough. I got to chuckle at that. I don't think I ever want to try to be in the shoes of a LeBron James for even 15 seconds, because I would hate my life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just need to ride out your own life, because I know what LeBron's what this dude is doing. There is no reason for this guy to be complaining about anything except turning $1 million into 35.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.